Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, Mindy, so you're looking for a guy named Craig? Is that what happened?
Yes, we've been dating for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's been going really great. So much so that our last day I took him to meet my parents.
Okay.
And
wait, that was the last day that you guys hung out?
Yeah, we went over to my parents' house for dinner. It was great. I did over-grill the burgers. But it didn't seem like that was a deal breaker because he stayed late at night and we all watched the Red Sox game. I don't know what happened. It's been like a week and I haven't heard from him at all.
So everything was fine that night? Like, did you at any moment you see anything that maybe, I don't know, something where him and your parents weren't, or I should say your parents weren't feeling him?
No, my dad is ex-Navy SEAL, and typically he'll really mess with the guys that I date.
Yeah.
But he was so nice.
Oh, okay.
So I don't get it because it's so out of character for my dad to be so nice to a guy.
I bet you it's political. Well, we'll give him a call, see if he answers the phone, see what the deal is.
Hello?
Hi, is this Craig?
Yeah.
Craig, I'm sorry for waking you up. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I explain quickly why we're calling you?
Radio, why you guys calling me now? Yeah. What's up?
Jesus, are you like under your pillow? What is happening? Hello?
he's very not awake right now.
I can tell.
So, Craig, we got your phone number from somebody who knows you and wanted us to reach out to you on their behalf. It's a girl.
All right.
Are you listening? So it's a girl that you know, and she basically wants us to ask you on a date for her.
I'm just waking up. I'm still sleeping, really.
Yeah, we can tell.
I can tell, yeah. Okay, I'm just going to get to the girl's name. Okay, so she wants a date with you. If you say yes, we'll let you pick the date, like the restaurant and stuff. Her name is Mindy. Remember Mindy? You hung out with her before.
How did you get my number again?
Mindy gave it to us. She wanted us to reach out to you because you guys were hanging out, and she said the last time you were at her parents' house, and she hasn't heard from you since.
I think I'm good, guys. I'm gonna go.
But can you tell us what? So you don't want to date with her?
No.
Are you sure about that?
No, it's not a joke.
Are you guys messing with me?
Are you okay?
Yeah, she wanted us to reach out to you. She just wants to. Okay, you don't have to do the date. Can you tell us why you're not responding to any texts or phone calls? Because she said that she feels as if you guys had a good time last time.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I guess. You guys really want to know why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it because she overcooked the meat? Because if it is, she's sorry.
Oh, no, I don't care about that. I don't care if my burger looks like a hockey puck. It doesn't bother me.
Okay, then what could it be?
Okay, her father.
Yeah.
Actually, a few years ago, beat the shit out of me. Beat the living shit.
Wait, what? You just like jumped right into that.
Okay.
What?
Okay, hold on. There's a lot going on right now. Craig, Mindy's on the phone and she heard you She heard what you said.
You're a f***ing liar. No, he did not.
I thought you said that your dad liked him.
He did. He would never. I was there all night. He said he liked you. He would have brought it up.
Oh, no. He beat the shit out of me.
What do you mean?
What happened that her dad beat the shit out of you?
Oh, man. This is a couple years ago. I was probably acting like a little shit. I was at a bar, and I was drunk, and I was acting like an idiot, you know, talking to girls, hooting, hollering. And basically, this dude was like, yo, you better chill out with the way you're talking to them. If not, I'm going to make you kiss your own ass. And,
what?
You know, my smart ass mouth said something. Oh, yeah, I'd like to see you try. The next thing I know, man, this dude, like, gut punched me, like, kneed me in the face. Like, I bent over. Like, he literally folded me in half until I kissed my own ass.
What? Are you sure it was her dad?
What?
Yeah, oh, are you sure it was even him? Like,
I remember
he never
exactly
brought it up.
He had, like, I remember his shape, his belly. He had, like,
oh my God.
This is so
scar
weird
on the side of his face that went down. That dude, like, he's changed my life. Like, I haven't drank and talked much.
Oh my
God. Wow.
I mean, my dad is 80. He had me, like, later on in life. And so I'm sure there are things I don't know about him, but, like, I feel like he would have definitely brought that up the other night.
Maybe he just forgot.
Yeah, forgot? I guess he doesn't remember you.
Is that something you forget?
I don't know, man. I'm not an 80-year-old.
Maybe, I was
going to
say,
Navy
when you're 80, maybe.
Man, he's probably kicked so many asses in his 80 years. Craig's just like another guy
right,
who taught a lesson.
But that's a special, yeah, like, leave it.
He might kiss his own ass. So, oh, wait, Craig, you said that.
I don't know how he could not remember that. I couldn't chew. I started to taste sound. I had that part of my
taste,
my jaw wired together. When I had to sit next to him on the couch, my ass cheeks clenched together because I thought he was going to beat the shit out of me. I couldn't even move. My ass literally hurt from just being nervous.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You don't remember, like, when I'd get up and follow you anytime you went to the kitchen or the bedroom or I was waiting outside the bathroom door for you. Like,
I just thought you liked my company or you were going to try to make a move. Like, I didn't know you were afraid of my dad, like, kicking your ass.
Oh man.
Dad, I'm terrified.
So, but wait, we can fix this because her dad doesn't remember. So,
yeah.
If you said it changed your life in a good way. So, if anything, you guys could go out again. You can go up to her dad and go, hey, listen, sir, thank you for what you did to me a few years ago. You really changed my life. I was on a bad path, blah, 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 blah. Something like that.
Nah.
What?
That dude is like got old man strength.
Oh my God.
What the f*** you? Like, you're such a pussy.
And I heard you call me a pussy, which normally that shit wouldn't fly with me. But after what your dad did, you could call me a pussy all day. You could call me a pussy.
Oh, jeez.
The Second Date Update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a Second Date Update, email us. GetUpCrew@hot969boston.com.
All right, check it out. It's Ramiro and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR281. 3332.